What can lay people do to help support pastors and other professional church workers? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is Holding Up the Prophet's Hand, Supporting Church Workers. You can purchase this new resource by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Holding Up the Prophet's Hand costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can find out more about Holding Up the Prophet's Hand at issuesetc.org.
The board of directors at the NAACP voted to endorse marriage equality, which is, you know, a historic achievement, and we couldn't be more pleased and proud.
We have to choose our faith over our love for our African-American leaders, and I will tell you now, and I will always tell you, we will choose our faith every single time.
It's almost like we're being punished for the fact that we serve a lot of people and that we don't ask for baptismal certificates at the door.
Lutherans who are married to Catholics love Issues Etc.
The church is one foundation. It's about Christ our Lord.
It has been something the church has done. In fact, the best of our theologians will remind us that it's part of what makes the church the church. The church can't be the church without confessing, without saying what it is the church believes. It's something that's called for in Scripture. It's commanded by Scripture. And it is also the natural thing that happens when the church is the church. It makes a confession of faith. What does it mean to confess one's faith? Is it a purely individual thing? Some of our confessions say, I believe. Some of them say, we believe. Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Joshua Hayes joins us for the first few minutes of this hour. We're going to be talking about confessing the Christian faith. He's author of a forthcoming Bible study for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled "This Say the Same Thing." A little bit later, the Issues Etc. comment line will be responding briefly to a couple of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. Then Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be our guest. We'll talk about the burdens and responsibilities of pastors. He has written about that in a forthcoming Lutheran Witness magazine article titled Love Your Pastor. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Pastor Joshua Hayes is pastor of St. John's Lutheran Church in Crete, Nebraska, and as I said, he's author of a forthcoming Bible study on the Lutheran Witness called Say the Same Thing. Joshua, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
Can a Christian avoid having a confession of faith?
No. If a Christian were to say, I don't have a confession, I just believe the Bible, that in itself is a confession of sorts.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a confession is simply saying what you believe. Or maybe to break it down a little more simply, confession is a word that we don't hear a whole lot in the public square. It's kind of one of those words that's almost become a church word. The only time I really hear confession would be like in the news when somebody says that they confess to a crime. But really all confession is saying amen, saying amen to what God says. So when we confess our sins, all we're doing is saying amen to the law. We're saying amen to the Ten Commandments and their judgment against us. Likewise, when we confess who God is and what he's done, that's a confession of praise. And so when we're talking about confessing the faith, we're simply talking about saying amen to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now, there are confessions, Joshua, and there are confessions. There are ones that do say the same thing as Holy Scripture. I guess we could call those faithful confessions. And then there are those that don't say the same thing as Scripture. What do we make of those?
Well, a confession, when we're talking about the true Christian confession, this is something that must come from outside of us. So God created us in his image and likeness, yet since the fall, we're always trying to create God or gods in our image and likeness. So this is why people choose their own confession or their own religion, and they say things, well, you know, I think that God is like this. And, of course, when they're saying that, they always mean that God is like them. That's a product of the fall. But you can't say amen to yourself. You have to say amen to something that comes from outside of yourself. So you have to be given the true confession. It comes from God, not us. And if it comes from outside of us, then it must be one and true, and then you can judge not true or deficient, etc.
Does Jesus have anything to say about making confession?
Absolutely. In Matthew chapter 10, for example, he says that whoever confesses me before men, I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. And at the end of Matthew, he charges his apostles to teach all things that he had handed over to them.
See, that's the sticking point, I think, nowadays with a lot of people. They got no problem with kind of a basic confession. But when it comes to the details, they kind of throw in the towel, Pastor Hayes.
Yeah.
I just recently came across a fellow Lutheran pastor who said, look, it's nice to try for pure doctrine, but we're never going to have pure doctrine. And almost to the point of saying, why try to have pure doctrine? Is that the attitude set forth in Scripture?
Yeah, I don't. There is this sort of attitude that among Christians that, well, if we just agree about the basic outline of the gospel narrative, that Jesus died and rose again, and maybe that the Bible is God's word, then that's kind of good enough. But that's not what Jesus says. He says that we are to hold fast, to keep all things that he has commanded. So that idea does not come from the Bible. It does not come from the prophets and the apostles. I mean, it would be kind of like saying, say you hired somebody to paint your house, Todd, and you said, you gave them directions, okay, this is how I want you to paint this room and this color here. And then you came back at the end of the day, and the guy said, well, yeah, I did this room, and then I kind of followed kind of what you said, but I didn't do that room that you told me to, and I changed the color over here because that's more what I wanted to do. You would never do that, and yet that's exactly what we do with the words of Jesus. So I don't understand that either.
So when Jesus says all, he means all.
He means all. And St. Paul, I mean, ask St. Paul if he thinks that pure doctrine is good. And then just read what he says. Read Galatians or read 1 Timothy chapter 6. Where he says, if anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. So there is one true doctrine, and it exists whether you think it exists or not, because it, in fact, comes from God. It comes from outside of you. It's not what you think. It's what God says.
Okay, so this is rather interesting. Paul says that if someone wants to kind of fudge around the edges, well, you know, let's do most of what Jesus said. Let's believe most of what the Bible says, because that's all the better we can really do. Paul says such a person is puffed up with conceit. But you know as well as I do, Pastor Hayes, that what the world says is people like you, who have the audacity to talk about pure doctrine, you're the one who's puffed up with conceit. You're the one who's so arrogant as to think that you have it right.
Yeah. Well, this is what, in that same chapter, Paul calls fighting the good fight of the faith, because that is what the world is going to say. And yet, we're not claiming that these words come from ourselves. We're claiming that we believe the words that come out of Jesus' mouth. And one of the words that comes out of Jesus' mouth is that we should teach and believe all things that he says. And that we, and then Paul assumes that we can't actually know what that is. We can't actually know what that is because we have the preaching of the prophets and evangelists and apostles.
So with only a minute here before we take our first break, Pastor Hayes, why is it that people, especially today, would prefer to kind of cobble together their own confession of faith rather than simply say the same thing that Scripture has to say?
I think it's because we live in an era that likes to rethink and reinvent and do a new thing. And I just saw a Time Magazine article that was called Rethinking Heaven, and that was the whole idea is that we can kind of come up with a new idea about heaven. We live in an age that loves new, and that would be one reason why.
We'll take a break when we come back. More with Pastor Joshua Hayes. He's pastor of St. John's Lutheran Church in Crete, Nebraska. He's author of a forthcoming Bible study for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Say the Same Thing. We're talking about confessing the Christian faith. I invite your questions and comments. We are coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, the 30th of May, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. TalkBack@IssuesETC.org. TalkBack@IssuesETC.org, or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. A little bit later, after we conclude our conversation with Pastor Hayes, we'll hear from you from the Issues Etc. comment line, and then Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be our guest. We'll talk about the many burdens and responsibilities of pastors, and hopefully by the time we're done with that conversation with President Harrison, he can offer a word of comfort to pastors who are bearing that burden, a word of encouragement to people who help their pastor bear that burden. Stay tuned.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muskoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muskoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Keeping the message straight. Getting the message out. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. IssuesETC.org. Go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Welcome back. We're talking about confessing the Christian faith. Pastor Joshua Hayes is our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Pastor Hayes, one of the things that we're going to be talking a little bit later to Pastor Matt Harrison, who's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you well know. But one of the things he said several years ago that just stuck in my mind, and it seems to me just so basic And yet, so apropos and wise for our time today, given the fact that the world and even some in the church are abandoning even the possibility of making the good confession, a confession of the purer faith drawn from Holy Scripture, he has said, you know, if there ever was a time when we need to confess our doctrine, confess what Scripture says, it is now. This isn't the time to back off. This is a time to be even bolder in our confession. What do you make of that?
I love that quote from him. I've heard that too. And he's absolutely right. The Lord is unchanging, and his truth is unchanging. And those who would seek to change their confession will soon find themselves blown about by every wind of doctrine, as St. Paul says, and eventually just find themselves having become irrelevant to, just kind of blended in with the world around them. But it's those who hold fast the confession and sound teaching of Jesus Christ who will endure. And that, I mean, that's what the church does. The Lutheran Church is built, if you will, if I can talk about it being built, on the idea that we can have pure doctrine and know what it is. And here it is. Here's our Book of Concord. This is the true teaching. This is what the Bible says. And I put that, maybe some would say I go too far, but I put the Augsburg Confession on par with Nicaea 325, the Nicene Creed. That is what the church does. It stands up in times of great controversy and distress and says, this is what we believe because this is what the Lord has given us to believe.
Is there an eschatological element in Scripture to this confession of faith that we make here and now in our time? Is there an eschatological and end times element to it?
Yes. St. Paul says in Philippians that there is coming a day, and it is coming, when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So this is going to happen. Everyone who has ever lived will be raised in their body and with their tongue will admit that Jesus Christ is Lord on the day of judgment. But that's a confession of compulsion. They have to admit it. It's like when the judge says, you're guilty, and you're going to get the death penalty. You can't object. That's the end of the proceeding. But for Christians, we're making a confession of faith, not of compulsion. And that which we confess today is the same thing that we'll be confessing on the last day.
When a Christian says, look, I understand kind of the basic here. You mentioned the Nicene Creed, the other two ecumenical creeds, the Apostles' Creed, the Athanasian Creed, which many churches will be actually rehearsing again this coming Sunday for Trinity Sunday.
That's right.
And you mentioned these others. Some people will say, those are Lutheran things. Those are sectarian things. It sounds like you're saying, no, they're not. They don't even intend to be sectarian. They intend to be the universal confession of the church. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. The Augsburg Confession claims to be Catholic, that is universal. I mean, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod does make parochial claims, like how we think church government best looks in this country. I mean, we're not claiming that every church body should organize itself the way we do. But in our confessions, we are saying that this is what every believer believes in their heart of hearts, or if they're perhaps ignorant on one point or another, they will confess that on the other side of glory. In other words, I go so far as to even say this, the only people that are in heaven, or I should say everyone who is in heaven, is saying amen to the same doctrine that's confessed in the Lutheran confessions. if they died Roman Catholic or Methodist or whatever, now in heaven they see fully what they could only understand in part, and they rejoice to confess the same faith that we confess here on earth.
Someone, with only about a minute, someone says, well, it sounds like you're just putting the confessions, as good as they may be, on par with Scripture. How would you respond? Less than a minute.
I would simply say, what do you believe the Bible says? And the next word that comes out of their mouth is their confession. And then we can sit down and compare and see which one is truly saying amen and only amen to the preaching of the prophets and apostles in the Scriptures. If there's only one truth, and there may be different confessions in the sense that the Apostles' Creed is one confession and the Augsburg Confession is another confession, but they are all making the same confession, if you understand what I mean.
So when this famous old crusty Lutheran, C.P. Krauth, said we do not say that the Lutheran confessors were infallible, we do not say that they could not fail, we only say that they did not fail. He was right.
Yeah, he was right. They did not fail in confessing the faith. I mean, they said some funny things, right? Like there's some stuff in there about how garlic juice they thought would erase magnets, decrease magnetic fields. Well, that was not true, but that was a scientific idea. But the faith that they used that example to confess is true. This is because, as I started out saying, our confession comes from outside of us. It's something that we have fellowship in. So it's not only my amen, but our amen. And if it comes from outside of us, then it can be true, indeed is, even if the we as men can err.
Pastor Joshua Hayes is pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Crete, Nebraska. He's author of a forthcoming Bible study for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Say the Same Thing. Joshua, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're welcome.